mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It's the 19th day of May, 2006. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be here for the next 3 hours. Have two important guests for you. One of them coming up in 30 minutes led a huge demonstration at Donald Rumsfeld's house with Ray McGovern and others, as well as Cindy Sheehan, asking why he lied and faked intelligence. And we have their own White House documents showing they premeditatedly staged the intelligence against Iraq on multiple levels. They're now doing the exact same thing with Iran. General Hayden is saying they have the legal power to tap phones without warrants now, repeating things he said several months ago. And the Associated Press is reporting he's online to be confirmed as the new CIA director very soon, still running around in his Air Force uniform. And again, he's insisting it is all legal. We'll go over that today. At the same time, the FBI is saying it has a good lead on Jimmy Hoffa's location. I'm not kidding. This is out of the Associated Press as well. We'll be getting into that. FDA panel backs STD, that's sexually transmitted disease vaccine, to block cancer viruses. Cancer viruses, our own government has been caught putting in vaccines. Bush says border fencing makes sense, more smoke and mirrors. We'll be getting into that. The Senate votes to extend fence along border, but to also give illegal aliens the guest worker program and to basically legalize all of them and to give them social security. The Border Patrol is reporting that lack of prosecutions of coyotes is demoralizing. Only a fraction, a tiny fraction of those caught red-handed smuggling immigrants are ever even charged or prosecuted. This out of the San Diego Tribune today. Also, Mexicans say nothing will halt illegal trips north, that they own this country, and this is out of the Associated Press. Nothing will stop them, and it's their mission to reconquer the Southwest. And also, Reid calls language proposal racist. How dare there be a law saying that English is the language of the United States? At the same time, conservative groups are not buying into Bush's smoke and mirrors border program, and he has dropped nationally from 29-point approval rating just a week ago to a 28-point approval rating, and in key battleground states for Republicans like New York, he's fallen to 22% and plunging. 18% of his Republican stalwart base has deserted him in the last 2.5 weeks, and that number is only going downwards. So we'll be getting into those poll numbers as well out of the Wall Street Journal. We'll get into biometrics, biometric scans for nightclub access. China, at the same time, is moving to have total video surveillance of their major cities. Warren Buffett isn't buying America. We've got a reporter here who went to his big Berkshire Hathaway shareholder meeting over the weekend, where he openly talked about America and the dollar plunging and how he's betting against America, moving even more of his $44 billion wealth into the funds that are betting against the dollar. Soprano star says Bush should reinstate the draft. That's what I'd expect from a wannabe thug. And at the same time, scores killed in Afghan violence. Up to 100 people have died in some of Afghan's fiercest fighting since the U.S.-led forces ousted the Taliban. It's getting a lot worse this week, and we'll get into that. And the House blocking offshore drilling to get the United States needed oil, all part of that ongoing monopoly. We will detail all of these stories and a lot more today in the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is the GCN Radio Network, and we will continue to fight the New World Order at point-blank range. We will continue to defend liberty, resist tyranny on the other side of these important messages. Stand by.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In a few minutes, we're going to go back and one more time play that classic clip from a few months ago where General Hayden, former head of the National Security Agency, argues with a reporter and tells him that the Fourth Amendment says nothing about probable cause. So we'll cue that up because General Hayden is now saying it's totally legal for them to spy without warrants and everything is fine and he didn't do anything wrong. And, of course, the congressional committee that is on the verge of approving his nomination to be Central Intelligence Director of the Central Intelligence Agency, they totally agree with him, and just everything's basically wonderful because President Bush is above the law. But the American people are not buying it, and Bush's approval ratings continue to plunge, and that's good news. It means that people have been lied to so many times and have caught this administration in lies so many times that they're not going along with it. The problem is that the Democrats and the Republicans have circled the wagons and are moving forward, putting in their police state cashless society control grid. So we'll get into that. We'll also get into some of the new Iran developments. And we have David Swanson, who leads a major peace organization, who went with Cindy Sheehan and former CIA top analyst Ray McGovern to Rumsfeld's house yesterday and protested him and asked him why he lied and why he falsified intelligence. So that's coming up in about 23 minutes. Right now, though, there's this little piece done by the cartoonist Mark Fior, and we like to play his pieces occasionally. It's not as powerful, obviously, without the animation, but you can go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com at the bottom of the page, and in the commentary section, and you can actually watch the cartoon for yourself. But here's a little happy, cuddly character who is here to convince you that spying's fun and is no big deal and is really just to keep you safe. Roll it.
Snuggly, the security bear. See, I'm not scary. I'm snuggly and secure. My pal here worked with the White House to spy on Americans. And now he'd just like me promoted to head the CIA. When people talk, General Hayden listens. And that makes me feel snuggly and secure. Americans just like you are now eligible for government snooping. We take hundreds of millions of your phone records and pass them on to our intelligence analysts. So we can all be more snuggly and secure. Not only do your friendly phone companies hand over your private records, some even help us build secret snooping centers right here in San Francisco. That's not scary. That's snuggly and secure. We're changing the face of intelligence. Who needs big, boring CIA strategic intelligence when you can have new and improved intel bits? The Pentagon and the President love them, and so do I. Snuggly, the security bear. See, I'm not scary. I'm snuggly and secure. We're watching you because we love you.
That's right. We're watching you because we love you. But if you go to the border and sit there with a walkie-talkie and call the Border Patrol when you see illegal aliens pouring across or Mexican troops burning houses or shooting American citizens or police, and all of that has happened. We've had the border sheriffs on for you to cover it. They've tried to keep it quiet in the national media, but it's in the regional media. I'm right here in central Texas, just 150 miles from the border. And let me tell you, it's going on big time. And, of course, they have federal training manuals and state Homeland Security training manuals. Tattle on your neighbors, no matter what they do. People that wear blue jeans, people that have cell phones, people that travel with women and children, people that are polite and kind to police, individuals who make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution are terrorists, those that have road driving almanacs in their glove compartments may be terrorists, those that are part of land rights organizations or property rights activists are terrorists. Homeschoolers are terrorists. They have terror drills where they terrorize the public school students and have the SWAT teams dressed up as fictitious homeschooling groups that are coming to kill them. And they have, anytime there's any little incident, they lock down whole city schools and have men aim guns at children, training us how to all be good little prisoners, face scanning and thumb scanning us to get driver's license. All of this is happening. This control grid's going in, but our borders got to be wide open. We're going to get into the latest developments on that here in just a few minutes. But first off, General Michael V. Hayden insists NSA surveillance is legal. And so before I get into this, guys, did you find that clip of him on MSNBC? Let's roll this clip one more time where he says that there is nothing in the Fourth Amendment about probable cause. It's all reasonable, and they decide what's reasonable. So roll it.
My understanding is that the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution specifies that you must have probable cause to be able to do a search that does not violate an American's right against unlawful searches and seizures.
Actually, Fourth Amendment actually protects all of us against unreasonable search and seizure.
But
that's what it says.
The measure is probable cause, I believe.
The amendment says unreasonable search and seizure.
But does it not say probable?
The
legal standard is probable cause.
Just to be very clear, okay, and believe me, if there's any amendment to the Constitution that employees of the National Security Agency are familiar with, it's the Fourth, right? And it is a reasonableness standard in the Fourth Amendment.
To quote the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution of the United States in its entirety, the one the General and the NSA folks are so familiar with and know is about reasonableness and not about probable cause, quote, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Well, maybe they have a different constitution over there at the NSA.
That's probably the eighth time I've played that, but there's a reason I've done that in the last 3 months. I mean, this is such an insane illustration, and I actually went to C-SPAN and bought the entire hour-and-a-half speech and questioning, and he says even more ridiculous things to the reporters, and he just lies and lies and lies, because now he has contradicted much of what he said in previous testimony to Congress, and Congress is on record saying he lied to them last year, and he is on record lying to those reporters because he's now contradicted himself in new speeches he's given. So what they do is they deny they're spying on you without warrants. Then when they get caught, they say they're allowed to, and that's what he told Congress again yesterday. I have his quotes right here, and this morning it was re-airing on CNN and Fox, and saw him again repeating it. And CNN and Fox are all there telling you everything's okay. General Hayden's only trying to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. And no, it's every phone call made in America, who you call, how long the call's made, the connection that caller has to their entire phone tree, who those people talk to. It's all about understanding relationships and the movement of information and what Americans are aware and what Americans will buy into. The NSA admittedly samples the political will of the country, engages in its own real scientific polls. They have computers that understand whole conversations, and then it creates digital psychological algorithms is what they term them. It's mainly used, of course, for spying on political movements, political ideas, and stealing different patent secrets or new technological developments. Key allied crime corporations that work for the New World Order are given advanced information on their competition. Basically, it's just used by the organized global crime syndicate to always have a heads up and always have a head start against the free people of this planet. It is a giant snooping system for criminals. Bottom line. And General Hayden gets up there, and they're counting on the American people being stupid. It's like Bush's amnesty plan. He attaches it to putting 6,000 troops on the border. He says they'll only be there for a few months. They have lots of photo ops with armored vehicles and watchtowers being put up. The illegal aliens just go around it. Our own government, admittedly, for the last year has been telling the Mexican troops covertly, exactly under Bush's orders, to tell the Mexican troops exactly where the Minutemen are so they can just ferry. They're there protecting the coyotes. It's on record to ferry them around the Minutemen. The Minutemen have been saying for years they know exactly where we're at before we even get there. They just move around us. Our government openly wants open borders. Bush's approval ratings have fallen through the floor now to 28% and plunging in some states even lower, as low as 22% in New York today. And so he's down there at the border yesterday stomping around in the desert, and man, he's riding around in armored dune buggies with the Border Patrol, and he's getting tough. Maybe he'll put his flight suit on and get in a helicopter and fly around. It's smoke and mirrors. He's attaching, building a few hundred miles of fence. That's nothing. They just go around it. And putting a few thousand troops down there just for a couple months. This is on record with the total guest worker program that legalizes all illegal aliens that are in this country and anyone who can get here for 6 years. So they added some addendum on there. Well, if you're a felon, then you can't get the citizenship or the green card. But then they admit with a provision, I have the bill here in front of me. I read this in horror this morning. They added it last night before the Senate passed it. And guess what it says? It says, oh, unless there's a hardship, unless you've already got family here, and then there's a waiver. And they're not going to enforce any of that to begin with. In the 86 amnesty, the government openly used La Raza and these other groups to actually run the citizenship offices. They broker it out and pay these anti-American groups, and they just rubber stamp everything. 25 million illegal aliens. That is extremely conservative. The real numbers are over 30 million. The fake numbers you hear are 14 million. They are all going to be legalized, and the neocon liars, the Glenn Becks, the Sean Hannitys, the Limbaughs. What, 2 days ago, Limbaugh had Cheney on, lying. And Cheney even admitted, oh, I'm here to convince conservatives. I'm here to lie to you. And a lot of you are going to buy into it. I've been having you confront me on the street. Hey, Bush finally got tough. Don't you ever get tired of being idiots?
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. I wasn't going to take any calls in this first 30 minutes because we've got a guest coming up in the next segment. I wanted to get into Bush's hoax. For 6 years, almost 6 years, he's been trying to pass this huge amnesty plan. And he gets up and has national televised press conferences and in State of the Unions. He says it is not an amnesty. And then you go read the bill that, by the way, the Kennedys are supporting. So they're supporting Bush's bill. What do you think about that? Do you think Teddy Kennedy wants an amnesty? Do you think he'd support something that wasn't an amnesty? You can go read the bill. I want to get into this. But, and then they throw us a bone and claim, you know, troops on the border, which, again, they say is just for a few months. I want to get into this and Hayden and the rest of it, but Tim in New York, I'm told, disagrees with us and told the folks that answer the phone, we don't screen calls, but you can volunteer if you'd like, that's why I know, that I've got the Fourth Amendment wrong. Okay, Tim, go ahead and tell me how I'm wrong.
Well, if you read this, as you get through, it says searches and seizures shall not be violated, and it says, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause. Well, what they're doing is saying probable cause doesn't go to the first part of it. It only goes to the warrants.
That is not the case, sir, and that's what they do with the Second Amendment. They claim that it's divided up and that it's well-regulated militia, and then try to claim there's no independent right to own guns when all the Founding Fathers, all the Federalist Papers, all of the precedent, all of the case law, all of the laws state that we have an inherent, organic, individual right to keep and bear arms, sir. So let me get this straight. You think the NSA has a right without warrants to just blanket spy on the American people?
Absolutely not. But this is the way they're taking it. See, when they separate that, that's exactly what's going on. This is exactly what happened when Clinton said, what is the definition of is?
So you don't really disagree with me then?
No, I'm busting your chops. I wanted to play devil's advocate. But one quick thing. We showed martial law this past Tuesday, had 125 people in Rochester, New York. Tremendous turnout, and I'd like to know when your next one's going to be released, because we want to show that as soon as possible.
Well, it's going to be ready by late June. We are going to screen it for the first time in late June in Los Angeles at our huge 9/11 conference we're having, the 24th and 25th in downtown L.A. And then when I get back, we're going to send it off to be mastered and be mass manufactured. So it won't be available until I want to have pre-orders start July 1st, and then it should ship out by mid-July. And so the new film Terror Storm will be available in mid-July, and it'll be up on PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers as well, sir.
Well, we want to get that and show it in Rochester, New York, as soon as possible.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I have the Fourth Amendment here in front of me, and we've already read it, and we've already played it several times today, so I'm not going to go over it again. I'm not going to do it. It is what it is, and Bill Clinton can say it depends on what the meaning of is, but we understand what it is. We know that this is illegal. We know we have the federal laws, the state laws, on top of the Bill of Rights. And Bush can claim that he's allowed to order torture. Bush can claim he's allowed to have no-bid contracts given to his friends. Bush can claim that he's allowed to order the Border Patrol in the past to not interdict illegal aliens. It's all criminal, and he's not allowed to do it. And I personally am sick and tired of it. I don't know about you, but so many people have been fooled. We're about to go to break and come back with a guest, but after the guest leaves us, the guest is just on for one segment. I'm going to get into detail of the new legislation that the Senate has passed, that the House is set to pass, that is set to go to Bush's desk. And this is a sucker punch. They'll deceive you just long enough. They'll deceive just enough Americans to get this passed, and you will have 25 million illegal aliens instantly become legal. And within 4 years, they can all become citizens, and the Border Patrol and state agencies, state sheriffs have reported in Texas and Arizona and Southern California, New Mexico, record numbers. Sheriffs who've been down there 25 years have never seen this number of illegals. They are pouring in. They are waving their Mexican flags. They are saying this is Mexico. They're saying nothing will stop them. They're saying your fences won't stop us. Because they know they're backed up by our government and by their government. And so the Glenn Becks, and that's why I hate these people. I mean, I hate them. The Glenn Becks and the rest of them are on the radio lying, telling you Bush is getting tough. Bush is slitting America's throat. The blood of this country is spilling out in gouts. And a bunch of fake New World Order people are posing as conservatives, and they're going to fool a bunch of the idiots that want to love George Bush. So go ahead. Just be idiots. Go ahead. Don't listen to me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarkets.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N markets.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I love physical activism. It's wonderful. All over the country, concerned Americans, liberals, conservatives, progressives, libertarians, whatever name you want to put on them, Green Party activists, have been going to governors and congressmen and women's homes. They've been going to Rumsfeld's house. Back when Poindexter, the convicted felon, was running the Total Information Awareness Network, remember when they were arrogant and thought they had us all convinced when they had 85% approval ratings? They were, yes, every credit card purchase, everything you buy, everything you do is being put in a grand database. We're collecting all the data. Remember that? Remember it in the New York Times? How it was all for your own good, and the liberals were all for it along with the neocons? Well, now they're trying to lie about all that. But even more importantly, Rumsfeld manufactured evidence. We have the White House memos, the Downing Street memos. They created a special office in the Pentagon to do it. We have their own minutes where they said, we're going to lie, we're going to manufacture evidence. Very serious crimes to take us to war. 200,000 Iraqis conservatively dead now in the last 3+ years, 3 years, 2 months, since the, quote, liberation and mission accomplished. And we have them red-handed. This needs to be the central issue. Now, David Swanson has, of course, worked in Dennis Kucinich's office, a great congressman. He has the creator of meetwithcindy.org. He, of course, helped found one of the co-founders of After Downing Street, Dot org and so much more. Very, very effective in there, exposing the things that are happening. And they went to Rumsfeld's house in the last few days with another great American, Ray McGovern, and others. And so David Swanson of davidswanson.org, thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
You bet. For those that don't know, and some Americans still don't know, Bush didn't lie to us on accident. He did it premeditatedly. But so kind of go over why you guys are going to protest Rumsfeld and why you've been, I guess, pioneering this type of activism, sir.
Well, Rumsfeld, as well as Bush and Cheney and Condi and other members of the administration, told numerous blatant lies in the lead-up to the war on Iraq. As you said, this was not a mistake. They didn't think there really were weapons, and they were disappointed to find there weren't. They made a conscientious effort to defraud the American public and the Congress and the United Nations and pretend that there were weapons and that there were ties between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. And there is a link on our website, afterdowningstreet.org, to a database that a Congress member has set up that lists the lies by the various administration officials by category, by who said them, and there are 50-some lies by Donald Rumsfeld in the lead-up to the war, including stating with absolute certainty that there was a nuclear weapons program, that there were chemical weapons, that there were biological weapons, that there were ties to Al-Qaeda, and so forth. He knew these things to be false, but he claimed with absolute certainty to know where the weapons were. And so the media is not doing the best job, as you know, on calling him and others on this, so we're trying to do our part.
I want to play about a three-minute clip of 2 weeks ago where Ray McGovern, high-level CIA analyst for 27 years, confronts Rumsfeld, and then Rumsfeld lies like no one else I know in this administration, and that's quite an accomplishment, and says he never said that. Let's roll that clip. Here it is.
At the Atlanta History Museum, not far from downtown, he's talking to the Southern Center for International Studies, and of course within the speech came a few protesters.
We don't want to hear it. Anger. Throw it out.
And so I would like to ask you to be upfront with the American people. Why did you lie to get us into a war that was not necessary and that has caused these kinds of casualties? Why?
Well, first of all, I haven't lied. I did not lie then. Colin Powell didn't lie. He spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence Agency people and prepared a presentation that I know he believed was accurate. And he presented that to the United Nations. The president spent weeks and weeks with the Central Intelligence people. And he went to the American people and made a presentation. I'm not in the intelligence business. They gave the world their honest opinion. It appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction there.
You said you knew where they were.
I did not. I said I knew where suspect sites were, and we were just...
You said you knew where they were, near Tikrit, near Baghdad, and north, east, south, and west of there. Those are your words.
My words were that... No. Wait a minute. Let them stay 1 second. Just a second.
This is America, huh?
All right, that's enough. So, and there's Ray McGovern saying this is America because security was starting to grab him and Rumsfeld knew it would look bad, and so he told him to wait a minute. Then the mainstream media attacked McGovern instead of attacking Rumsfeld's new lie. David Swanson, comments?
Yeah, and Ray McGovern is not just an activist, and he was not reaching at Rumsfeld. He was speaking quite politely but directly in the way a good reporter should, but no reporter has yet to do. And Ray spent 27 years in the CIA. He's resigned. He's turned in his lifetime award. He doesn't want to be associated with an organization that tortures, and he's devoting every waking moment to trying to end this war and reform this government and impeach this president and vice president. And Ray was with us yesterday for a number of events in Washington, D.C.
Tell us about the protest there at Lord Rumsfeld's home.
Yeah, well, we started out at the White House, at George W.'s house, although he had run down to the Mexican border for the day. We had a huge crowd there, and we had a petition signed by 43,000 people opposing attacking Iran because they are putting out identical lies and myths to generate a war against Iran now. And Cindy Sheehan and Ray McGovern and others led us in delivering all of those signatures and comments to the gate of the White House. And then we turned around and marched through Washington, D.C. We took over the street. We didn't ask for a permit. We just did it. And the police officers were obliged to stop traffic and let us through. And we marched quite a ways through D.C. to Donald Rumsfeld's house. And he was not home, or at least said he was not home, and I think he probably was not. We had a crowd in front of his house, and the police officers have really learned how these things work and how the media works, and they were very reluctant to arrest anybody. So we were all willing to be arrested, and Cindy Sheehan and Ray McGovern and the leaders of various organizations, especially Code Pink, were there to protest, to try to deliver a letter, to try to knock on his door, and the police were blocking us but would not arrest us. And we lay down on the sidewalk, we blocked the street, we did everything we could. Eventually, four people had to jump through the bushes and run for his front door through his little front yard and be tackled and handcuffed before they would arrest anyone, by which point much of the media had left. You have these very interesting arguments with the network producers there, asking us when are people going to get arrested, and we telling them it's up to the police and so forth, that they are willing, if it's colorful enough, to cover people being arrested, but they have no interest.
Well, the only message they want to send is protesters are criminal, they're nuts, they're fringe, they're out of control. That's the only time they cover demonstrations.
That's right, and they do not want to air the speeches that these people made at the White House. They do not want to air our concerns or the evidence or draw their own conclusions about whether Mr. Rumsfeld is a hero or a war criminal. And this is the state of our public communication system today.
I'm sure you've seen these disgusting hour-long puff pieces by Fox News where they go, "The warrior, the leader, the man of honor, the sexiest man on earth, Rumsfeld, the king." I mean, this is like Nazi propaganda or something.
Right, and it's Nazi-like crimes. This is a guy who has sanctioned torture, who has sanctioned detentions without charge, who has sanctioned war crimes, the dumping of white phosphorus on civilians. These are Nazistic crimes, and the media is playing along. And some portion of the American public is as well. The people in that room where Ray McGovern spoke and confronted Rumsfeld were on Rumsfeld's side and wanted Ray silenced, the majority of them, that is.
So you can hear one guy yell, you can hear one person say, "We don't want to hear it!" In fact, a lot of neocons, and this is in my upcoming film, Terror Storm, out at Crawford and other places we've interviewed them, they will get mad and say WMDs were found. Even when their masters are admitting that they lied or admitting that they were wrong, they still claim WMDs were found. That's kind of an urban legend propagated by the Limbaughs and the Glenn Becks of the world.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Their heroes admit that nothing of the sort is true. The Bush administration admits that nothing was found, that there were no ties to 9/11, although Rumsfeld tried in the conversation with Ray McGovern to still claim a tie between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, which Ray was quite abrupt in cutting him off on as blatantly false. But this stuff is still out there, but it's every day fewer Americans buy it. And the vast majority of Americans now believe the war was based on lies.
You're right, and Bush's approval ratings have fallen now close to the mid-20s, 28% nationally, 22% in bellwether states like New York. What is Bush going to do? I mean, he is now in free fall. No president that I know of has ever had numbers this low. And, of course, we know it's because the people have caught him in so many lies, they don't believe anything now.
Right. The Harris poll last week, or early this week, had 71% disapproval, 29% approval, which Harris is a little different from some of the other polls that have been low 30s, but he's at or close to setting a record in every poll, topping Nixon, topping Truman, for dislike among the public. And it's not just Democrats and independents, it's many, many Republicans. And so you have a president who's absolutely despised and whose vice president popularity is about half his own.
It was 14% a few months ago. I haven't.
Right.
Have you seen the new numbers? I haven't seen them in a few months.
I haven't seen any lower than that, but that's about as low as you can get. 14% of Americans will believe anything, you know? And yet you have a Democratic Party that's running in horror from the strength of this president and vice president.
Well, that's what I was going to bring up to you. You've worked for congressmen, Democrats. You've been a Democratic activist. I mean, who needs George Bush, the warmonger, when you've got Lieberman, you've got Hillary, you've got Schumer? I mean, are you going to go protest Hillary's New York home? I mean, you guys need to.
Well, I'm promoting the campaign that my friend and fellow labor activist Jonathan Tessini is running to challenge her in the primary. I mean, here in Tessini, you have a Democrat who stands for workers' rights, peace, education, stopping the war, taking that hundreds of billions of dollars and putting it to some good use, taxing billionaires rather than working people. I mean, here's a Democrat with Democratic values challenging a senator who, to all appearances, is a Republican.
Well, I mean, we've known for 4 years that every week she has 2 to 5 hour meetings, depending on what paper you read. The Observer says 4 hour secret dinner meetings with Roger Ailes, the head of Fox, and the owner of Fox, Rupert Murdoch. Clinton, Bill Clinton, is off on vacation with the Bushes. I mean, come on.
No, Hillary has called Bush a charming and charismatic hero and leader. Rupert Murdoch's throwing a fundraiser for her. She is not someone that represents people. She represents moneyed interests, and she is for war. She is for increasing the war, not ending it.
Well, isn't that really the problem? Is the same global corporate interest that are breaking down this country right now own both the parties, and it doesn't matter if 70% of Americans don't want the war, 70% of the troops don't want the war. It doesn't matter if 97% don't want electronic toll roads. It doesn't matter if 90-something percent don't like the electronic voting machines clearly stealing elections. They don't care. They just keep steamrolling forward.
Which is one reason why I think the bright line we really have to draw in what we're going to support and what we're not is impeachment. Because Congress could end the war, and the war would as likely as not end. This is an administration that openly ignores acts of Congress. And so if we can impeach and remove from office this president and vice president and the Secretary of War, we have a chance at restoring not just peace in the world, but democracy in this country. And it's not to say that the Democrats are great and that's part of impeaching a Republican leader. No, we have to take out the people at the top, but it's not to excuse any Republicans or Democrats who've been supporting them. And in fact, in pushing impeachment, we get accused of revenge for Clinton. Well, I wanted Clinton impeached, not for sex, but for some good reasons. And those on the left who are pushing impeachment of Bush and Cheney openly and courageously were not fans of Clinton. The ones who were fans of Clinton, including his wife, are strongly against him.
Well, you're right. The criminal corporate interests that are not free market. But, going back here, Congressman Ron Paul, with the most conservative voting record in Congress, can't call him a liberal. He says Bush needs to be impeached. He says we are in danger of Bush becoming a dictator. He has said on this show that he believes the executive is trying to set up a dictatorial police state. Folks, this ain't a joke, okay? Do you understand? We're in physical danger. They're building camps. It's in the Houston Chronicle. David Swanson?
You're right. Ron Paul is a Republican Congress member, and he's turned around on the question of the war. He's willing to challenge the president somewhat. He has not signed on to Congressman John Conyers' bill, House Resolution 635, which does not call for impeachment. It
calls for an impeachment investigation.
It calls for an investigation into whether there are grounds for impeachment. So this is a step back even from impeachment, which is only an indictment. You impeach and then you have the trial.
We also have other Democrats who are running around saying, let's hold off on impeachment.
They are, including the so-called leadership, Nancy Pelosi, Howard Dean, and others. They're arguing that we should focus on the election and then go to impeachment because they think only in defensive terms. If the Democrats all lined up on impeachment, the pressure would be on Republicans in moderate districts to come around and put the Constitution ahead of the guy occupying the White House.
Look, the left hand washes the right hand washes the left hand. They all play golf together. They all hang out. It's the elite against the people. You know that, David.
I agree, but the people can't go crawl under their beds. We got to fight to change things.
Stay there for one more little 5-minute segment after this 3-minute break. I want to find out strategies, because you have been effective, to impeach Bush. But I want more than that. After they're impeached, I want criminal charges on Rumsfeld, Cheney, Bush, all of them. These criminals need to go behind bars. They are terrorists.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
We live in a predator state with a out-of-control elite that is literally feeding on human populations. They confuse us with Democrat, Republican, Tory, Labor. None of this means anything. And we better get our heads screwed on straight and begin to understand this. Listen, this government is saying it's above the law. Their top advisors in the White House openly write memos saying they can torture small children in front of their parents. I don't want anyone to forget that. These people are wolves. I mean, I am afraid of not fighting them. I'm not afraid of them personally. I'm afraid of not doing enough to fight them and their aims taking place. They're openly calling for dictatorship. That's what Bush is claiming he has the power of. David Swanson of davidswanson.org, we have links to you up on Infowars.com. Just in closing, how do we put the brakes to these people? I mean, clearly they're going for broke. They're going for total domination of this country and the world. This is life and death. We've got to stop them.
Well, the nonviolent way that we can stop them and restore the rule of law and restore checks and balances and democracy is to impeach them, convict them, and remove them from office. And that doesn't interfere with later or simultaneous criminal prosecution. If people come to afterdowningstreet.org, and there's a link to it, I'm sure, at Infowars.com, you can do a couple of things. You can help push your Congress member to get on John Conyers' bill for an investigation. And you can help push your town or city or state to pass a resolution for impeachment of Bush and Cheney.
We have Vermont and other states very close to that, don't we?
Vermont, California, and Illinois legislatures have seen these resolutions introduced. California's has made it past an initial committee stage. It remains to be seen which states, if any, will pass the resolutions. And so that's the project we're working on.
David Swanson, I look at the crimes of Nixon. He is a saint compared to the open crimes Bush and his henchmen, his horsemen, his ringwraiths have committed. I mean, we've got to have criminal charges.
Absolutely. This is nothing compared to Nixon, much less Clinton. This is you know, openly violating hundreds of laws, openly violating the highest laws of this land and international law.
750 plus
laws the president has written a signing statement. So he signs the bill into law, has never vetoed a single bill, but writes a statement saying, I disagree with this law, here's what it really means.
And that's not law, that's what a dictator does.
Absolutely, or a unitary executive, as they've renamed dictatorship. But that's what they are claiming the power to do, and for the most part, Congress is rolling over.
Sir, I commend you and your work at redoubtingstreet.org. We appreciate you joining us. Take care.
You too. Thank you.
You bet. This isn't a joke, ladies and gentlemen. This country is going down right now. The dollar is plunging. It's all by design. We've got a big guest coming up in the next hour. We'll take calls. The article is The Predator State, and he's an author about how the best way to rob a bank is to own one. And this is very, very important. You'll want to stay with us. Before we end this hour, if you believe in this broadcast, you need to get my films, because it does support the broadcast, make it possible. But that's secondary. These are powerful videos, videos I produced, videos I've made, and other documentaries I think are the best out there, other books on tape, other pamphlets I think are the best out there, bar none. Available in the huge Infowars.com video and bookstore. New items being added every week. We just added two of Colonel Craig Roberts' new books. Visit the online video and bookstore and purchase some of the items off the secure online shopping cart. That's Infowars.com. Or you can simply go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership. It's $5.95 a month, the cost of three cups of coffee a month at Starbucks or less. And or get a yearly subscription, get 3 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv. And while you're on the site, be sure and secure your tickets for the huge 9/11 conference we're having in Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. Get your tickets now, folks. They're going quick. I mean, we're still like, what, 30-something days out from this thing, and the tickets are going fast, so get them. We'll be right back.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.